Hey guys, I'm pumped to be able to share an exclusive trailer with you after the show. From Blue Wire Studios comes Golden Goal, stories of soccer legends. Each Monday, two new episodes will take a look into some of soccer's biggest stars and the moments that define their careers, all narrated by Brandon Kelly, the host of Blue Wire's Always Cheating podcast. From Zlatan to Messi to Rapinoe and many more, each episode will focus on the historical plays and personalities that make the beautiful game great. So stay tuned after the episode and check out Golden Goal, Stories of Soccer Legends, wherever you get your podcasts.
Morant with a running start. Elevate! Ooh! Oh, it dunks! Oh, my goodness! Stop it! Tie game in overtime. Gasol will turn. Into it on the floor with Randolph. Hard to tell if there are any punches being thrown under there, but Griffin took exception to something. The officials break it up quickly.
See, he just locked his arm and then kind of pulled him over. Zach falls down, and then, you know what? A little elbow there.
Oh, he's digging the elbow.
Yeah, you know.
Welcome to Grits and Grinds, a Memphis Grizzlies podcast on the Blue Wire Podcast Network. My name is Keith Parrish. I'm joined by my good buddy, Joey Devine, comedian and host of the Round Ball Rock podcast. Joey, how are you?
I'm great. Thanks for having me, Keith.
Glad to have you on. I mean, this is Summer League time. We're not together in Summer League.
I know. It and really also, bums me out.
Yeah, as a Warriors fan, you have nothing even to cheer for. I mean, eventually you're going to get this Delete Eight tournament or something in Chicago in September. Are Steph and Clay going to win that thing?
I don't think they're going to play in it. I don't think that the loser tournament, I guess,
right.
is actually going to happen, right? There's just no way. We're already running into kind of a lot of weird problems for this real tournament. I don't see why they would also create a second bubble in Chicago when all the teams that want it. All the teams want is to be able to have a training camp. And they're like, hey, nope, how about a second loser tournament?
I was a proponent of the losers having their own thing.
Mm-hmm.
But my thought was, they have their own thing, but it has to run concurrently or before the real thing. Because mm-hmm. we're just doing this to get these television contracts, these regional television contracts paid mm-hmm. out. This plan, where it's in September, but it's before free agency, so you can't bring in new players.
Mm-hmm.
There's no way the bad teams with guys on expiring contracts, why would they play? Like, Christian Wood's right. not playing. Christian Wood's going to make money. Like, and again,
as
the Warriors.
A Warriors fan, I think it would be hilarious if somehow Adam Silver forced the Warriors to go and also play Steph Curry and Klay Thompson, and they just destroyed the Chicago Bulls four times
My original idea was, this is how we set the lottery order. We have these eight terrible teams go to LA Live and they play a tournament, and whoever wins the tournament gets at least maybe the highest odds in the lottery for the lottery draw. If they do this in September and the Warriors are like, okay, we're going to have Steph and Clay and Draymond Green, and mm-hmm. we're going to win the best odds in the lottery. Like, why not?
Yeah, that would rule.
Yeah.
But they're not, that's,
They're not going to do that. It's a bad idea. Anyway, this is a Grizzlies podcast.
Mm-hmm.
And the Grizzlies, from my perspective, notoriously underrated, underreported on. Not as underreported on as the Sacramento Kings. Mm-hmm. I believe the Ringer might be doing a bit where they just refuse to mention the Kings at any time. Like, they've committed to it, and I respect that. They don't ever mention the Kings among the teams chasing the playoffs. But anyway, the Grizzlies, often underrated. Players aren't given their full due nationally. And you were telling me you've been playing some 2K, and you thought the 2K computer offering trades was also disrespecting my Memphis Grizzlies.
I think the NBA 2K devs have a problem with specifically one player on the Grizzlies, which is Brandon Clark.
Oh, no.
For some reason, it feels like NBA 2K has stacked the odds against Brandon Clark. Because, look, I've been insanely bored. So all I've been doing is rebuilding teams and simming seasons. And every team I would choose, the Grizzlies would offer me some insane lowball offer for Brandon Clark. So I texted you and I was like, Keith, I hate to break it to you, but I think the NBA video game hates Brandon Clark.
There could be a chance that they are holding one particular thing against Brandon Clark. Mm-hmm. And you probably don't know this, but Brandon Clark has started three games in his NBA career. Mm-hmm. He averages 1 point per game in his three starts.
I don't think that's what it is.
Okay.
Because he's ranked as an 82.
Oh, that seems good,
which
right?
Which is really high for a rookie. Yeah. I think what it is the game sees they have Jaren Jackson at power forward and Clark is a power forward and is like, well, we have too many good power forwards, so we've got to get rid of one.
It's a problem to have.
Yeah. But so I went through and got some trades if you want to hear the
so
trades.
Tell me, so you said there were some fake trades. You told me one I thought was pretty good. But anyway, what you give me a fake trade that the computer gave you.
Mm-hmm.
And maybe I should rank this on scale of disrespect. Like,
let's do you want me to go from most respectful to most disrespectful?
No. Okay. I don't know. Just maybe just do random order.
Okay. Here's one you liked.
Yeah, the one I liked.
Spurs, I was rebuilding the Spurs, and they offered me Brandon Clark and Gorgui Jang for Derek White and Rudy Gay. And I texted you, and I was like, this is ridiculous. And you were like, I kind of like that trade.
So the reason I kind of like this trade, again, I'm not going to say that trade's disrespectful. I'm going to say that trade's okay. I think Spurs fans love their Derek White. Spurs fans have high hopes for Derek White. The reason I thought that was like a reasonable type of trade, because I think guards are more value than bigs. I feel like Brandon Clark is special and he can be very good and have a very long career in the NBA. But Derek White's also like, hey, that's a guard. You know, if Popovich would bench Brent Forbes, like Derek White is probably he's like a 17 point, 6 assist guy. Maybe gets like, you know, 2 steals in a blocking game. And it seems like he could be pretty good. He's not a perfect fit anywhere, but like that one's like, as a Grizzlies fan, I'm like, no, I want to keep Brandon Clark, but I'm not upset. I'm not offended.
Mm-hmm.
You offered that to me. I'm not slamming the phone down. I think Spurs fans might turn that down. I don't know how Spurs fans would feel. The Gorgui Jang is just salary filler. Rudy Gay doesn't matter at this point, kind of these trades. Like if you're just trading a Derek White for Brandon Clark, I think that's honestly like it's an okay trade, I think.
Mm-hmm.
But maybe I'm wrong. I mean, was Derek White like 26? Maybe
I think the
bloom is off that rose.
Sure. Yeah. So I will say I am going to give computer Grizzlies GM credit. The only team they truly played hardball with when I went through and did it with all 30 teams. We're not going through all 30 trades, I do think it's hilarious. They were taking, you know, Derek White for him from some teams. And then with the Jazz, they offered me 2 trades and demanded either Rudy Gobert or Donovan Mitchell. For Donovan Mitchell, it was Clark and Melton. And for Gobert, it was Jang and
Clark. The computer, you were the Jazz and the computer offered
you
these things?
I was the Jazz, yeah.
Oh, so that's highly respectful of
yes, very
Brandon
respectful.
Clark. Yes, no, I will.
That's the only team it respects.
I will trade Brandon Clark for Donovan Mitchell. I love the fact that the computer does not respect the Jazz.
Yeah, it's hilarious.
That's very amusing. Yeah, Derek White's 26, which would make him the third oldest player on the Grizzlies. Mm-hmm. No thanks.
And dead, according to Brett and Randy from Slammed Up. So the Knicks, Keith.
Okay.
Do you want to hear what they wanted for Brandon Clark? They wanted Kevin Knox and Bobby Portis for Brandon Clark and Justice Winslow.
Hang on, what? You were the Knicks.
I was the Knicks. These teams, I was not the Grizzlies.
Right.
This
and so,
was the
and
computer
so, this, so this is
offering me these trades.
This trade is highly disrespectful. This is the most disrespectful possible. Justice Winslow is a better prospect.
Uh-huh. Than Kevin Knox.
Kevin Knox and Bobby Portis put together.
Uh-huh. Mm-hmm.
And Brandon Clark also is a better... That's outrageous. So that is outrageous. I mean, maybe Julius Randle can turn around somewhere. Kevin Knox is going to be your classic buy low, second draft, you know, option. If you're reading The Athletic, John Hollinger is going to be like, some team should take a flyer on Kevin Knox. He's still young, but I mean, Kevin Knox just can't shoot and he's bad. So I don't know if that's going to get fixed anywhere. No, this is deeply offensive. Brandon Clark is much, much better than those players. That is horrifying. What's right. another? You have another
I'm
one?
I'm going to give you one you liked.
Okay.
Another one that I told you that you liked. It was Bogdan Bogdanovic and Jabari Parker for Brandon Clark and Gorgui Jang.
Okay. I was about to say the salaries aren't going to get weird. We're going to have to sign Bogdan. Bogdan doesn't have an extension. Did he sign an extension?
No, he did not.
He's like the biggest restricted free agent this summer. So this is a good one, I think. I think Brandon Clark...
The Grizzlies should actually try and sign Bogdan this summer, just outright.
But because of positional need on the Grizzlies, it's like they do have big guys. They have Jonas Valanciunas, who's weirdly basically the same age as Derek White. I think Jonas Valanciunas is 28, I'm pretty sure. So if you have Jaren Jackson Jr. and you have Valanciunas, and again, while Brandon Clark is special, you can replace a big guy. You can find someone else good. The Wizards have a pile of big guys that are like vaguely interesting. So like as good as Brandon Clark is and as special as he's a young guy, if you get a chance to add a guy who can play the two or the three and score, which is something this team, the Grizzlies, really need going forward, that's why I think that trade is, it's definitely not disrespectful. And this is even ignoring Jabari Parker. Like, I don't think Jabari Parker maybe contributes to a winning team, but he's an offensive force that has like a tiny role, I think, in the NBA, at least as like a six-man Michael Beasley type who's going to have a long career, maybe never be good anywhere. But I'm not offended by this because, again, like having a shooting guard like Bogdan Bogdanovic seems like something where there's not that many guys as good as him. There aren't shooting guards in the NBA. And so maybe you trade a player who you think is better who plays a position where you can more easily replace him. So I'm gonna say no for the Grizzlies on that trade. But, again, I don't think it's disrespectful. I'm okay, NBA 2K computer. Not offended.
All right, I'm going to find you a disrespectful one.
Okay,
now.
Good.
Okay, what about Enes Kanter and a Bucks first for Brandon Clark in a second?
What?
Yeah,
So this is Enes Kanter, who in his credit is the only one to speak out against the anti-Semitism of Steven Jackson. But Enes Kanter and a late first-rounder for Brandon Clark and a second,
it's highly
offensive.
Second.
I want to say this is as offensive as something I read on Bleacher Report, where they had a fake Grizzlies trade that was Brandon Clark to the Spurs. It might have been for Rudy Gay and the Spurs first round pick. It was like, why would we want a first round pick in this year's draft when we already hit a home run in last year's draft?
Right.
We already won the proverbial lottery by getting this guy at the 21st pick. Why do we trade that for another chance to find a good player? We already have a good player. No, that's a horrible trade. I'm offended by it. No, thank you. No, thank you, computer.
All right. What about Tyler Zeller?
On the Spurs?
No. Oh, sorry. Cody Zeller.
Okay.
Cody Zeller. And a top five protected first for Justice Winslow and Brandon Clark.
You know, that's an interesting one. If I knew more about the draft. I mean, Cody Zeller does not fill a position of need as the Grizzlies would have Jonas Valanciunas.
The Grizzlies computer wants a center. All of these players are centers.
that basically is, I mean, for me, that was basically, would you trade Brandon Clark for like a mid lottery pick, like the 6th through 10th pick? And probably not. No, I don't think I would.
Would you trade Cody Zeller for Justice Winslow? Because that's the other part of it.
Oh, wait, I have to include Justice Winslow too?
Yeah, Justice
Winslow. No, no, that's out. That,
yeah, yeah.
That's outrageous.
Also in that trade. Yeah.
This is an outrageous proposition. Sorry for not understanding.
All right. How about this one?
Yeah.
We've got Winslow and Clark again.
Yeah.
To the Miami Heat for Kelly Olynyk and Tyler Herro.
First of all, we can't trade Justice Winslow. Can we trade him back? We can't trade him back, right?
No,
we can't trade him back. That's a horrible trade. Tyler Hero, you know, again, he fulfills that shooter. Every team wants a shooter, but no, I'm not. That's terrible. That's
okay.
That's upsetting.
How do you feel about Andrew Wiggins?
I think Andrew Wiggins on the Warriors is like the only spot that could maybe work because they don't need to worry about salary anywhere else. Well, he's going to crush.
Computer Grizzlies wants Andrew Wiggins and the T-Wolves pick next season, but it's top 10 protected for Clark and Jang.
All right. You know, no, I can't do that. Yeah, I mean,
if it was unprotected still, I would think about it.
I'm in the situation where would I trade Gorgui Jang and Kyle Anderson for Andrew Wiggins? No picks, just nothing. Just a straight up, would you accept Andrew Wiggins onto your team?
Mm-hmm.
And I'm like, well, I don't think so because I think he's bad. But also, he's a scorer and they need a scorer at the three. Maybe that would work out great. So I'd be desperate enough for a scorer where I consider Andrew Wiggins, but no, I'm not giving up Brandon Clark for him.
Okay.
That's
awful.
Would
you trade Derek Favors and Jahlil Okafor for Brandon Clark and Gorgui Jang?
This is what? I don't understand. Let's take a break and talk about our sponsor, betonline.ag. You know, it's also as disrespectful as these trade offers is some of the odds they have for these teams to make the eighth seed. The Kings are still plus 1,500, 15 to 1. Maybe I'm missing something. But, I mean, they're tied with the Pelicans and the Trailblazers. They're 15 to 1. I don't get it. But anyway, there's no shortage of action going on over at betonline.ag. The sports are coming back. The MLS is coming back. We have the Bundesliga, the Premier League. Also, if you're not even into real sports, they got UFC, NBA, NFL simulations all day. And also, the casino games, poker tournaments, and those prop bets. Grizzlies at 200-1 to win the NBA title. Why not? Put down 10 bucks. Use our promo code, BLUEWIRE, for a free welcome bonus. So go to betonline.ag, promo code BLUEWIRE, for a bonus. BetOnline, your online wagering experts. Okay, Joey.
Mm-hmm.
What does the computer have for me if I'm trading Brandon Clark? Why do they always want Justice Winslow too? I feel like there's a value.
I think it's the contract. I think they're trying to get off his money.
Oh, okay.
Because the Grizzlies are a small market team.
Of course.
Would be my guess.
A small market team that has, been right up next to the luxury line for basically the last 10 years. They're not worried about salary.
How do you feel about Hassan Whiteside?
No, he's a free agent. How are we even training him?
Well, to be fair, I did.
Are you playing last year's NBA 2K?
No, it's 2K20.
Okay,
but I start a brand new season, so it starts in October.
Okay,
all of these trades were offered to me on October.
Oh,
1st.
That's fair. So we didn't know he was amazing yet, right? Well, he's still 82. Yeah. Isn't that really high?
No, because the roster is updated. If that makes sense.
Oh,
the roster's up to date, but the season has quote unquote not.
I'm dreaming about a Hassan Whiteside, Jonas Valanciunas, Jaren Jackson Jr. front court right now.
So it's Hassan Whiteside and Wenyen Gabriel for Brandon Clark and Gorgui Jang.
No, that's horrible.
Straight up. No picks.
That's horrible. Give me some good players.
Okay. How about a former MVP?
Oh.
Would you be interested in a former MVP on your team?
Is it Derrick Rose?
It is Derrick Rose.
Derrick Rose has that Memphis connection?
Yeah. Derrick Rose, Khyree Thomas, and a 2024 first for Justice Winslow and Brandon Clark.
Why do we have to give them both of them? I want to say Bill Simmons. Bill Simmons had Justice Winslow as like the 48th in the trade value rankings last year. I don't know why I'm having to give up Justice Winslow and Brandon Clark for the Pistons 2024 pick and Derrick Rose. No, it's horrible. Horrible.
Okay, so you don't want to give up Justice Winslow. I understand that. How about you give up Brandon Clark and DeAnthony Melton?
Okay, that hurts, but okay.
For Dwight Howard, Marquise Morris, and a 2024 second.
Does the computer not know D'Anthony Melton is good? I mean, those are my two favorite. I mean, outside of Kyle Anderson.
D'Anthony Melton's a 78. He's
those
very
are my
good
two looking. Favorite Grizzlies. D'Anthony Melton and Brandon Clark are my two favorite Grizzlies outside of Kyle Anderson. Oh, that was terrible. I don't even think the Morai twins are any good anymore.
Okay, would you be interested in Danilo Gallinari and Lugans Dort?
Dort is the secret weapon of the Thunder. I believe they have a winning percentage over 80% when Dort starts.
Mm-hmm. Gallinari is
that's a good
free agent,
one.
Though. He's going into free agency.
Going into free agency, but Gallinari, you know, his best position is probably the four, but he can play some three, and then you size up. Like, Gallinari's a guy. I mean, that's a professional scorer. That's a guy who can get 20 points efficient. Like,
I thought this was kind of a fair deal.
So this is the first one in a very long time that's not offensive. This is not disrespectful.
Mm-hmm.
That's the Thunder have called me up, and I'm like, oh, you want to get rid of Dort? And Dort just signed one of those Hinky special contracts where he's an indentured servant for the next 4 years. Not making any money. No way to get out of it. I would say no, but like I would think about it. Like adding Gallinari. Because again, we as a Grizzlies fan, we're looking at, we got Morant and Jackson, and then we need that third, fourth piece.
Mm-hmm.
Or even maybe someone better than those two guys. Gallinari, not better, but that's an interesting one. I would still maybe hang on to Brandon Clark and see what he develops into.
I thought this one was incredibly disrespectful. This one is Montrezl Harrell and a second.
Okay.
For Brandon Clark in an unprotected first.
So that was interesting. So that one, I would say no to that, but
obviously so would I, because you also have to pay.
You got
to
pay Montrezl Harrell. You got Brandon Clark for two more years at very, very cheap. So like Brandon Clark's per 36 stats are identical to Montrezl Harrell's as far as basically rebounds, points. And then Brandon Clark has better field goal percentage, better free throw percentage, and he hits three pointers. But I don't think he can do what Montrezl Harrell is doing at the same usage. I mean, Harrell can fill it up. He can play 30 minutes. Mm-hmm. But, you know, with the salary, that makes it more difficult. But, like, Brandon Clark's switchability on defense and that three-point shot is, like, the differentiating thing where it's like, we want to hang on to this piece because he feels like a perfect piece for the future. So
he also, to me, look, I love Montrezl Harrell. I think Montrezl Harrell is very, very good. But I think Brandon Clark is going to be better simply because he can shoot threes and switch. Where Harrell, I love him. Again, I love him. But there's a chance he becomes Kenneth Faried in like 2 years.
Right.
Like,
yeah,
a couple knee injuries, and then all of a sudden he's like a 6'6 center.
I think there was some concern really whether or not Harrell put up kind of empty stats. I felt like this year he was really, really good, and it wasn't empty stats. Legitimately good player, but I would still hang on to the hope that Brandon Clark could be a more impactful player to winning, even by next year. So, yeah, I'm gonna turn that down. But I respect Jerry West getting bold and asking for the unprotected first. At the end of that, like, I felt like just Harrell in a second, like, oh, okay, that's, oh, and you want a first for me? No, that's not cool. Okay. give me like a couple more. You got a couple more?
Yeah, yeah. Can I interest you in bringing Marc Gasol back?
Oh, certainly. Well, Marc Gasol is going to opt out of his contract, I assume, in return for a minimum, but go ahead. We could trade for him too.
Marc Gasol, Matt Thomas, and a top three protected pick in 2022 for Clark and Jang.
That's a really interesting one. If it resolved, like if I imagined going back to the beginning of last year, if it somehow resolved what you do with Valanciunas and Jang, because you clearly don't need to be paying, what is that, like $65 million to three centers that aren't even your best center, and your best center is Jaren Jackson Jr. I mean, no, but and only mildly offensive, I guess. I don't know. Okay. I have a soft spot for Marc Gasol. Matt Thomas is fun, but he's basically Canada's Alex Caruso. So, no.
Okay. What about Jared Allen?
Oh, all right.
And a 2024 first.
Oh, Allen and a first. Okay.
For
okay.
Clark and Conchar.
What, you know, I feel like you'd have to think about doing that if you're the Grizzlies.
I think so, too. Because, look, Durant and Kyrie could leave at any minute.
Well, so I like Jared Allen because he's a rim protector and he's a lob finisher. I mean, Brandon Clark is too, but like, I feel like getting as many pick and roll alley-oop partners with Ja Morant is important. And Jared Allen can probably play center a little bit better than Brandon Clark because Brandon Clark's small. I think Jared Allen's a better defender at the rim. I guess switching, maybe Brandon Clark's better, but you're getting that first round pick. And so if you're not convinced that Brandon Clark is going to become a future all-star, you'd have to consider that. I feel like Dunked on Brain would just say yes to this.
I think they Dunked on Brain would do
Dunked
it.
Dunked on
sure.
Brain would accept that first round pick because that's the currency. And that's how you win the game of the NBA is just collecting picks. And
well, if you're in to picks, I got a trade for you.
Okay.
The Atlanta Hawks offered, or I mean, sorry, you, the Computer Grizzlies GM.
Yes.
Offered the Atlanta Hawks Brandon Clark for Vince Carter.
Oh.
And a top three protected first this year.
Okay. So the Hawks are willing to give up a top three protected pick for Brandon Clark?
Mm-hmm.
I mean, that I would say no. And that again goes to the feeling that this draft class is weak and you already hit, like Brandon Clark already represents getting lucky in the draft.
So yeah, again, you already won.
You already got lucky in the draft.
That's my thing with draft picks in general.
it's like, I don't know. It's like winning a scratch off for $1,000 and then being like, would you like to try again for $1,500? It's like, no, the odds are so low. I already have this thing that's really good. Why would
I
risk
it? Speaking of not winning the draft,
yes.
The Wizards offered the Wizards.
Of course.
Brandon Clark and Kyle Anderson.
Oh, okay. My two favorites. All right.
Yeah. For Rui Hachimura.
Okay.
Ansej Posednicks and a second round pick.
That is highly offensive. I mean, Brandon Clark is better than Rui Hachimura and will be better than Rui Hachimura probably every year of his career. Posesniks is the fifth center. I mean, like Jan Mahinmi, Mo Wagner, and Thomas Bryant are all a little bit more interesting to me. That's highly offensive, Joey. Joey, you have one more. Let's wrap this up. You have one more trade.
Do you want to hear a trade from the Bulls?
I want to hear the one you think is the most respectful. That's what I want to hear.
I mean, I already gave you the most respectful, to be honest. But these are kind of even ones.
Okay.
I'll give you both of these. We'll do them real fast.
Okay.
So the Pacers want Clark and Winslow. Or sorry, you want to give the Pacers Clark and Winslow.
We understand, yes.
For Miles Turner and TJ Leaf.
Wait. So would I? Okay, that's a good one. I don't find this offensive. This is basically what
Clark and Winslow.
So
though,
Clark and Winslow Turner? For Miles Turner. I mean, Miles Turner. He's signed that extension. That's reasonable.
Yeah.
Miles Turner's pretty good.
He's pretty good.
He
but
might.
He's
he might
also,
be a perfect. He might be a perfect partner with Jaren Jackson Jr. in the front court.
But isn't there also a chance Brandon Clark is as good as Miles Turner?
See, I think odds are Brandon Clark never gets as good as Miles Turner. That's how I'm coming at it. Miles Turner is one of the best shot blockers in the NBA, and he can hit three-pointers, and he's a legit center. So that's kind of sexy to me. I mean, if we knew we had a shooting guard coming in somewhere, and if we knew Ja Morant was making the leap next year, I would probably do it. For the Grizzlies to be good the next two seasons.
Well, I'm glad I got you a good one.
That's a great one.
Unfortunately, you do have to take TJ Leaf.
TJ Leaf is is he even in the NBA? He's the worst TJ on the Pacers. He's surely his contract's up soon. He's a rookie deal. Let's just end on that one. That was great, Joey.
All right.
Thank you for giving me all these computer simulations.
Of course.
I have not
if
broken down and bought 2K.
Else-
Yeah.
If I find anything else Grizzlies offensive, I'll let you know.
Why don't
sure.
you why don't you put Ja Morant on the trading block and let me know what
I think it's gonna say no.
Oh,
a
okay.
Lot.
I got you.
It knows how good Morant is. Actually.
That's pretty good. Well anyway, Joey, we'll check you out on Round Ball Rock and really appreciate you coming on.
Thanks for having me, Keith.
This is Brandon Kelly, the host of Blue Wire's new podcast, Golden Goal.
Messi takes everybody on. Messi has got it!
From Lionel Messi to Marta to Pele, our show takes a deep dive into soccer superstars.
2-0, and he's... What a World Cup for Megan Rapinoe!
From Zlatan Ibrahimovic's brash confidence with the play to back it up, to Megan Rapinoe's heroic outspokenness and World Cup flair. Each episode examines a personality of the world's game. We'll dig into Maradona's Hand of God performance and subsequent downfall. The teenage trio at Dortmund that signaled the next generation of superstars. And that infamous headbutt that slung Zinedine Zidane from glory. Golden Goal. Soccer stars and the moments that made them. Premiering this summer on Blue Wire.